tourism. Myanmar to revive death railway. Thousands of prisoners of war who died building Japan's death railway are buried in a cemetery in southeast Myanmar. The Myanmar government is now considering rebuilding a stretch of this notorious World War II railway track to attract tourists and help develop border areas. Many epitaphs on gravestones at the cemetery are a heart-wrenching testament of how bewilderingly distant the country then called Burma was for the families of those killed. "We were not there to clasp your hand. You passed away without a last goodbye," reads the epitaph for 26-year-old Lance Sergeant Harry Dawes of the Loyal Regiment, who died in September 1943. Exhaustion, starvation, disease, and torture were the chief causes of fatalities among those impelled by the invading Japanese to gouge a rail route through dense jungle and solid rock between October 1942 and December 1943. About 13,000 prisoners of war, many captured in Singapore, the Malay Peninsula, and what was then the Dutch East Indies, died during construction, along with up to 100,000 civilians, mostly forced labor from the region. Robert Goodwin, an Australian veteran who worked on the infamous Hellfire Pass cutting on the Thai side of the border, said the men's relentless toil involved hacking through rock almost completely by hand. "Every day that we worked, if anyone seemed to be slowing up, they'd be belted with not just hands or pickaxes, but with wire whips, with anything they could lay their hands on. The Japanese were cruel by anybody's standards." On the Thai side, hordes of foreign visitors flocked to see the track and bridge, made famous by the film The Bridge Over the River Kwai, and to ride on a stretch of the rail line still in operation. The town of Kanchanaburi, a popular destination, about a 3 hours drive from the capital, Bangkok, generated tourism revenue of over 2.4 billion baht, or $84 million last year, according to Thai officials. That fact is not lost on Myanmar authorities, keen to encourage development in the southeast of their country, a region emerging from isolation after years of civil war. Ceasefire deals were reached last year between local ethnic Karen and Mon rebels under a new quasi-civilian government, which took power 2 years ago after decades of harsh military rule ended. Surveys have now begun to trace the route from Thung Pieu Zayat in Myanmar to Three Pagodas Pass at the Thai border. If Myanmar can connect the railway back to the Thai side, it will help tourism develop. There are, however, doubts about the feasibility of restoring the railway. A hydropower dam on the Thai side blocks the original route, according to Rod Beattie, a historian who runs Kanchanaburi's Thailand-Burma Railway Center. The 420-kilometer, or 260-mile, rail line linking the Thai and Myanmar railway systems was aimed at resupplying the Japanese army as it fought British colonial forces and their allies. It fell into disuse after the war ended in 1945, and much of the track has been reclaimed by the jungle.